say time flies, and I mean, thank God, it just does. It really, truly does. I mean, it was clearly my home for 5 years. It was the organization that gave me the opportunity to kind of open the door for me, and just way too many fond memories. So it's been pretty interesting when this stuff came up with Scotiabank and the big day that it was going to be on Sound and be able to be a part of it. It's just huge. I mean, unfortunately, I've kind of been up there recently for kind of sad reasons, you know, with regards to Ray McKelvey, and to be able to come up and be part of a celebration is going to be a lot more enjoyable, that's for sure. Lots of great memories.
Mike, you're going to be coaching Team Lanny McDonald, if I'm not mistaken. Will Ken Reed be the last draft pick in that draft?
Reed's got a lot of work to do on his game. I'm trying to keep the line. I haven't really seen my lineup. I've seen a couple of different versions of these. I think there's about 9,000 minutes of penalties in this alumni game. I've noticed that off the bat. So Lanny McDonald's probably going to be one of the only guys. One of the only guys that's going to score goals in the game. But it's going to be a lot of fun. And again, I was talking to Joel Darling last night, and he said it's going to be sold out, which is a credit to the community, which doesn't surprise me. And there's just a lot of fun events going on, and I think it's going to be a great time had by all.
Mike, to your point about penalty minutes, I checked the American Hockey League schedule, and David Bell will not be available that night. So,
I think Mike Stutters is busy, too. I think put another 700 minutes out of it.
So we're definitely might be looking for a more rugged game than normal. Mike, tell me about David Bell and Mike Stutters and Brian O'Leary and that era of attack hockey.
Well, for me, I mean, I remember, obviously, poor decision on my part by trying to hide the coaching hire to you. I just remember that was not really the way to get off our relationship with the old new dressing room. But it was really important to me to hire somebody, not having National Hockey League experience at that time. And I met Mike Stutters. I mean, I was the group of candidates. It's incredible. Some of the names that have gone on to, you know, Bill Armstrong, who's now a general manager in the National Hockey League. It was for me, Scott Arneal, you know, Greg Ireland at the time. So for me, it was an incredible process to go through. But Stutz just stood out for me. I think, obviously, he's got to be a huge physical presence. I think it was really important in the Owen Sound community having someone that took being a father as well as a coach with regards to the discipline and having the billet stuff run. And again, we just hit it off right away. And at the time, it was kind of funny because I don't, respectfully, and I absolutely love O, but O was, I think, wanting to get back in the mix as the head coach. And for me, I wanted to just start fresh with a new voice. And he ended up, obviously, you know, the history with him and Stutz. I believe there's some marriages with the kids. And Brian ended up coming back as an assistant coach and became absolutely best friends with Stutz. And along the way, David Bell, who I was introduced when I was coaching the St. Mike's Majors. He was a 20-year-old overage for the Ottawa 67s, and I clearly saw his toughness and his reputation around the league. And getting a chance to meet that group of local people, and clearly once Stutzy got to sit down with David Bell, it was an incredible fit there. And I think for just as you, I mean, the friendship that we formed, and when I ended up moving to Los Angeles with the Kings, it was really key to me to keep people that I had been in Owen Sound with involved. And I mean, you came on board and helped in various ways with the video, and, you know, Ian McCollin and Brian Medani ended up coming down. And once the American League job opened, you know, I told Stutz that I really wanted to interview him for that position. And he knocked the interview out of the park. And then, you know, Bell ended up coming down there as well. So it's just been such a filter for me through my days in Los Angeles. And I guess the culmination was being on the ice with, you know, Brad Richardson and Trevor Lewis and their families there with the Stanley Cup. It was kind of the ultimate in 2012 and then again in 2014. But that group was just, I had so much trust and faith in them and the job they had done in Owen Sound. And obviously we didn't get it across the finish line. Thank God that Dale and the group took it to another level to finally give the community the championship they needed. But it was just, it's always been like a second home, and it's just such a family-oriented place. So nothing but fond memories.
We're with Mike Feuda, former general manager of the Owen Sound Attack, now with Sportsnet, and we're talking about Scotiabank Hockey Day in Canada. Mike, looking back at that 5-year period, what was the best of it for you? What was the most enjoyable part, hockey or otherwise, during your time in Owen Sound?
Well, my 3 daughters being born there, for sure. I mean, from a family standpoint, I actually brought Hunter up with me to raise Ewing. But I mean, from a hockey standpoint, I think was just the community, the people. I really felt honored and privileged with that ownership group. I know Brian was there at the time, Brian Johnson, but in particular, the relationship I formed with Dr. Bob and the McDermott brothers. And at the time, Frank and Faye were more of a, you know, quiet partners, but just in general, the entire group giving me the opportunity. And I mean, for me, it was like there was a list that everybody else had, and then there was a list of guys that would report to Owen Sound. And I felt that the number one thing was to get us on a level playing field. You know, they put all the renovations into the building. And that first year when I drafted Bobby Ryan and he reported, I still remember bringing him up on a beautiful sunny day. I think he watched the lacrosse team win a championship and went salmon fishing, and it was probably the sunniest day in the history of Owen Sound. So little did he know he was coming up into a little bit of a snow belt, but it was the perfect storm, and to get him kind of just knocked down. I remember laughing about all the stories that he was living with the Steakhouse, how we'd built a cottage for Bobby Ryan and his mom, and all this BS that kind of put us on the map. But I think that just set us down as like American players. You know, I certainly opened the door for like the Trevor Lewis's and the Bob Sanguinetti's. And again, we became a place that teams, you know, Kitchener's in London had to be aware of. And we were on the map, and we had some great teams. Unfortunately, the 1 year there, we were ranked number 2 in Canada behind London for the entire time. But, you know, I think from a result standpoint, when we beat Kitchener out in Kitchener, Mike Angelides scored the goal, knocked them out. But just in general, it's entire putting us on the map and making us a team that was needed to be reckoned with. And again, I think one of my most emotional nights that I had I had my fingers in the pie of it, but not is when they finally did. And I, you know, saw the parade and I saw the guys coming back from St. Mike's, and there was only a couple players left from my regime, but I still remember Joey Hishon so upset with me that I drafted him as I was leaving, trying to convince me that he was going to the NCAA on a scholarship, which was that was an enjoyable phone call. But to see him commit to Owen Sound and then be such a part of that championship, obviously the Memorial Cup was a tough one for him. But it was just, again, seeing the people that saved the franchise at first, and then again that group of 6. In particular, Dr. Bob, who I've become exceptionally close with, just seeing the smiles on their faces, and then thinking about the Helen Lewis's and yourself and Ray McKelvey's and all the people that probably doubted that they'd ever get a chance to see a championship in Owen Sound. It was just an emotional time. It was wonderful to watch from a distance, and that was probably one of the reasons is my ties to it is when I was fortunate enough to win my first Stanley Cup, the first place I brought the cup was to Owen Sound to share it with the community, because they were such a huge part of allowing me the chance to kind of flourish there and grow with some good moves, some bad moves, but always moves that we were trying to become more competitive, and then to be able to go to Los Angeles and take it to another level. There's so much credit goes to the people of Owen Sound.
Last couple of questions, or last question for Mike Feuda this morning. Mike, first of all, thank you very much for your time. And just listening, getting a little bit of a buzz from a variety of things you touched on. How much of a buzz do you get both in your hockey management world and your sports broadcasting world when you see, hear, or encounter an Owen Sounder?
It's off the charts, and I'm from the bottom of my heart. I mean, it's incredible when you look at whether it be Rob Dutton or you know, just the people in the community. I mean, I obviously Bob Murdoch is there's just everything about it does. It just jolts me, and I laugh because if I drive up, I could, you know, I could literally go through Stone Tree and then to an Attack game and go up to that corner where all your boys are, and you know, I'm allowed to go to other restaurants other than Kelsey's and Montana's, which is a nice touch. I can go to Shorty's and not get an electric jolt. So it's honestly, there's just so many friendly faces. And again, I'm so excited. I hate to say it, but unfortunately, like with COVID, and I haven't been up as often as I had. And now that I'm doing more Sportsnet and not with a team right now, I haven't had as many visits. And unfortunately, the visits that I've had have been, they haven't been celebrations. They've been kind of sad moments. So to be able to come up and for a few days and be a part of the dinner and the part of the fun with this alumni game and the stuff they've got going on with Ron McLean on Saturday, it's going to be a lot of fun for myself and hopefully my parents are healthy enough to join and I can get my daughters up there. But it's, as I said, when some people say, you know, it's whatever your second home, and it's lip service. There's no question in my mind with my daughters being born there and with kind of my career and management flourishing and kind of getting its grassroots start there. It is my second home, and I have a lot of passion and fond memories for it. And as I said, my people that bring the people that I did down to Los Angeles that I trusted and were my, you know, sidecar mates in Owen Sound, it was a real proud thing too. So I think Bobby Ryan might be coming up as well. So I think, I was going to try and get Theo, Phil Oreskovich to come up to sit with Theo Peckham.
Yeah, there's a flashback. Oh, man. Mike.
Look forward to it, Fred.